In our previous shiur, we discussed the conditions for when Chazara is mutter or not on Shabbos. So we learned the Gemara. We started reading the Gemara. Amar Rav Zreika, Amar Rav Abba Bar, Amar Rav Tadoi, Lo Shana Al Oindoim B'Yadoi, that you only may put the pot back on the fire is when you're holding the pot. Avam Nichan Gal B'Karka, if you put it down on the floor, Osir. Amar Ravami, Ravami comment, Rav Tadoi, the Ovid Lagarmeh, the Ovid. This was his own opinion, says the Gemara. Halach Amar Rav Achi, Amar Rav Yachin, Afil Nichan Gal B'Karka, even if you put it down on the floor, he holds its mutter. And Pligiboy Rav Dimi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Vishmei the Rav Elazar Amri Chan Amar Oyd Miyadei Mutter as long v'menichan al gav karka asur. One says if you're holding it, it's mutter. If you put it down, it's asur. V'chad Amar Nichal gav karka nami mutter. Even if you put it down on the floor, it remains mutter. However, says the Gemara, Amar Chizki Mishmei der Baya. Had the armit oidim biyadim mutter, that if you're holding it, it's mutter. Loy amaran el shadat alachsir. So here we have a very strict opinion, and this opinion says that you have to have two conditions in order to be able to do chazara. You have to be holding the pot, and you have to have dat alachsir. Avil ain dat alachsir. If you did not have intention to put it back on, osir. Mechlal. This opinion holds. Agabe karka, once you put it on the ground, abu shadat al hachsir, even if you had the intention of putting it back on, it's asur. But the ikad amri, continues the Gemara says, amr chiskim shmei debaya, hod amri agabe karka asur, that if you put on the karka, it's asur, is only loyamar elash ain dat al hachsir, when you didn't have intention to put it back on. Avu dat al hachsir, if you have intention to put the pot back on, mutter. Mechlal, boidim biyodoy, if you have it in your hand, abish ain't dat alachsir. So this opinion holds that you only have to have one condition met. Either oidim biyodoy or dat alachsir. But as we said, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis takes the approach. The kira she grew for the tomb of a not like day me'aleh, a field of Shabbos, Mutal Xer Kozman Shirisachas and continues the Shulchan Aruch V'oidim B'yadoi V'loi Nicha Al Gab Karka and Ramah says V'dat Al Achsira. So again, interesting to point out, as we indicated in our previous year, that the Sfardim who followed the opinion of Shulchan Aruch require that the pat be Risachas, and if the pat is no longer Risachas, the halacha is that it's osur. The Ashkenazim hold as long as it's not nitzdan legamrei. Here we have just the opposite. We have a kula for the Sfardim and a chumra for the Ashkenazim. Because according to Ramah, you have to have dat alachzira. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have dat alachzira. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch, which is really the opinion of the Rambam, the only thing that counts is hanicha yagab, is did you put it down or did you not put it down on the karka? It's actually somewhat of a difficult opinion to understand because the Rambam seems to ignore that our Gemara very much speaks about dat alachzira being a factor, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are only looking at the perspective of did you put it down on the floor or do you not put it down on the floor. The Gra says that the basis for this opinion is actually Yerushalmi that doesn't have Abayas, that doesn't quote Abaya, and therefore there is no nafkamina between dat alachsir or not dat alachsir. The only thing that we pay attention to on is if you put it down on the karka or not. The Kesef Mishnah says because the Rambam is following the opinion of most Amoraim, and in learning the Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam held that most Amoraim were concerned about putting it down on the ground, but they weren't concerned about putting it, weren't concerned about dat alachzira. Now, when we speak about dat alachzira, we need to understand what does that mean. So So the Paiskim say, if when you took the pat off the oven, you had in mind to put it back on, even if afterwards you changed your mind and you didn't have that intention, and now you change your mind again and you do want to put it back on, the defining moment is what was my intention when I took the food off the pat, off the fire. If it was to put it back on, then it's fine. And if not, then it's usur. And it's very much in line with the way we've been explaining. Because if you had a mind when you took it off to put it back on, so that act of taking the pat off the fire is not considered an act that ends the first Maaseh Bishul, and then I'm starting perhaps a new Maaseh Bishul that we have the concern for Mechzik Mevashel. Whereas, if I took it off without the intention of putting it back on, so now that ended the first Maaseh Bishul, then even though I changed my mind later on, it doesn't make a difference, it's Mechzik Mevashel. But of course the question that comes up, there are many questions. One question that comes up is what happens if somebody took it off without any intention? He took it off. He wasn't thinking about putting it back or not, because he wasn't sure if he's going to need the fire. It seems that most Paiskim are of the opinion that that isn't good enough. The only way that you will be able to put the food back on the fire is if you have a positive intention of putting that food back on. But the absence of any intention would not be adequate. And if we look in the wording of the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sif Yud Dalet, it very much points in that direction. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Lo hayu bedata lachzira. The Shulchan Aruch Harav doesn't say, Lo hayu bedata shaloi lachzira. The Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't say that you intended not to put it back on. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying, Hoye bedata lachzira, you have to have a positive intention to put it back on. And only in a situation when you have a positive intention to put it back on, then and only then is it mutter. But the question that the Bria Halacha discusses is, what will be the Halacha if somebody, here the Bria Halacha, quoting the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, what would be the halacha if someone else took off food from my blech without the intention of putting back on? To make it even more complicated, he intended not to put it back on. What would be the halacha? So the question here is, there's a concept throughout Shas, Adam Oysa Davish Enishaloi, could someone make something that doesn't make his usur, or ein adam oisa davish eni shaloi? And we should say that ein adam oisa davish eni shaloi, somebody else can't make my pat usur. So the Paiskim say that here, the way to look at it is as follows. If it was put on the floor, even though it's not his pat, and he ostensibly has no right to make what's not his usur, but if it was put on the floor, as we keep on saying in our shiurim, when something is put on the floor, all of the concerns that we have for chazara are very much in order. The concern of mechzik mevashel, that it looks like I'm doing a new act of bishul. The concern for shem yechata b'kecholim, we discussed in our previous shiur, the rishonim say, is much more relevant once something's put on the floor because it gets cooled off. And therefore, even though he had no right to take the food off my oven, if he put it on the floor, we would have to be machmer. On the other hand, if he didn't put it down on the floor, he just held it, and I noticed before he held it, perhaps then we could be a little more lenient. Another question that comes up is that, let's say there are a number of pats on the oven, and it's Friday night, and I intend to take off the soup pat. I want to serve the soup. And by accident, I took off the chalim pat, and I didn't intend to put that pat back on, because I thought that that pat is soup. that I'm going to eat Friday night, not Shabbos by day. And then I realized I took off the cholent instead of the soup, and I want to put back the cholent immediately, obviously, on the blech, so I can have the cholent, enjoy the cholent Shabbos by day. The halacha will be, again, very similar. If it was put on the floor, so there was no data lahachsi here. So here, too, the place can take the same approach. If I, if it's on the karka, once it was put on the floor, or as we discussed in the previous year, once it's put on the counter, we have to be more machmer. Once it was, if it was just not, we caught it before it was put on the floor, then we could be more lenient. However, there are paiskim, tabishas hatchak, are makel, and say that if you won't have food to eat Shabbos by day, then even though, and it was not taken off, even though it wasn't that the lachsir, but it was, there was a mistake made, perhaps we can be a little more lenient. We continue learning the Shulchan Aruch in this sif, teaching us what is and isn't mutter when we speak about doing chazara. So Shulchan Aruch continues, and we discussed this halach in our previous year. V'dafka al gaba, you may only put food on tap, avla toicha osur, uvetana osur lachsir, by a tanner, as the Mishnah says in Daf Chaf Lamed Chesam Beis. All of these halachas are only by a kira, not by a tanner. But as we discussed in a previous year, all of our ovens are considered kirois, not tanner, even if they come to a very high degree of heat. Vatana osu lachsa afilu gar for cotton. Vuodin lekupach im hesiko beges veitzim. And now the remark continues, v'dafka hetafsha mevushal kol tzarchai. Only if it's mevushal kol tzarchai. He says you could take food from one oven to another oven. And he continues, and the Mishnah Berurah says that you could take food from one oven to another oven, even if the second oven, for example, you have a blech on one oven and you have a blech on another oven, and the fire on the second oven is a stronger fire than the fire on the first oven. If you're carrying from one oven, if you're taking from one oven to the other oven, afilo havla meruba merishoina, even if the second oven's heat is greater, mekamakam lo have a rak bechlal chazara. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this still remains only in the category of chazara, v'shari. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, when we say that you can carry, when you can take something from one oven to the other oven, that's only because you're taking it from the same type of heating. Avol, says the Mishnah Berurah, em hois betchila temuna bedavar she'ena mois v'hevel, u'b'shabes bo l'shiva l'kira, oi lehepich mekira l'atmana, from one kira to another kira is permissible. But to go from a situation of atmana to kira, or vice versa, mekira l'atmana, that's osur. And says the Mishnah Berurah, why? The Zeh Pula Chadasha. Going from putting something on the fire into Atmana, even though it's Atmana B'dav Hashem and Mois of Hevel, or vice versa, that's a new act. And as we keep on saying in our Shiurim, whenever you have a new act, you have a concern of Mechzik Mevashon. So again, the Ramah says, V'afil Akeral Acheres, Avil Emloi Nisbashol Kol Tzarkai, also feel isakari. So he says that if it's not cooked, we have to be more machmer. So now the Ramah told us a very big chiddush, that if the food is not completely cooked, we have a concern for chazara. The paiskim say that b'di'evit, if the food is cooked kamacha ben rusoi, and you did chazara, and the food isn't obviously cooled off, we could be more lenient. The Paiskim also have a discussion for those that make cholent with chicken and have in them chicken bones. So the question is, the chicken bones unlikely to be in Hizbashel Kotzarchai, because chicken bones take a lot of cooking to become really soft. So what would be the halacha if you have a cholent to a chicken? Will you be allowed to do chazara even if you followed all the other requirements because it's not mevushal kol tzarchai? And the Ramah says it has to be mevushal kol tzarchai in order to be able to do chazara. So the Paiskim say that certainly when we come to meat bones, that very few people chew meat bones, we need not be concerned. But chicken bones, that there are people that eat chicken bones, say most Paiskim, this is the Pesach of Rav Moshe and the Michetz Yitzchak and the Shevet Alevi, that all of them say that if you don't normally eat chicken bones, and certainly you don't eat chicken bones by a Shabbos Suda, the fact that chicken bones are edible if they're cooked to a very serious degree, we don't have to take that into consideration. And as long as the cholent, the food, is cooked nizbashal katzarkai, and the other conditions are met, we could be more lenient. Then, as we spoke about at the beginning of our previous year, the Ramah continues to quote the opinion of the Ran, that the Ran has this lenient opinion that all of the conditions of Chazara have to be met. Only if we took the pot off the fire Friday afternoon and want to put it back on the oven on Shabbos. But if we take it off the fire on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, given, as we explained, that the Ran's opinion is that the entire concern for Chazara is because Mechzi Kamevashel, here it's not Mechzi Kamevashel. So the Ramah already says V'toiv L'Hachmer, but since the Ramah only uses the words Toiv L'Hachmer, we certainly have a right under certain situations to follow the opinion of the Ran. And that's why many Paiskim say that if one realizes that his fire went out on Shabbos and the food that you have on your blech is warm still, according to the Beis Yosef, it has to be Roisachas. According to the Ramah, it has to be Loi Netzdanin, that it didn't cool off. And it was Mevushal Katzorchai, it's completely cooked. You could take that food, even though the fire is off under your blech, and put it onto another blech, that onto another oven that is covered with a blech. Certainly in a situation of Oynik Shabbos, the Paiskim take the opinion that we could be lenient if we could be lenient in such a situation. Similarly, the Paiskim say that if your pot somehow or another fell off the fire, if your pot fell off, the halacha is you can put it back on if it wasn't cooled off and it was mevushal kol tzarkai, as long as it happened on Shabbos. There are paiskim that take the Ran's opinion even a step further, and they say that what will be if I put food on the blech Friday afternoon and I didn't realize that the fire isn't on under the blech? It's Friday afternoon, it's a hectic time, and now it's Friday, it's Shabbos already, and I realize that there is no fire under my blech. If the food is still warm and it's mevushal kol tzarchai, it'll be in the category of the Ran's kula. And if there's all other food available, maybe some the paiskim, the mechashloima, say that perhaps under these circumstances one could be makel as well. The interesting thing to mention is that our Gemara speaks about one more case. Our Gemara speaks about pina mimechem lemechem. What's the halacha if you moved it from one pot to another pot? That means you poured something out from one pot, poured it to another pot. Is that an issa chazara or not? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really discuss it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss it, but the Sharatzion in Sif Cotton Mem Zayin says as follows. V'loyiskarti pina mamechel amechem. I didn't mention the case of pina mamechel amechem. M'shun debalav hochi sheyesh deyush shemekilim b'mechem sheni. L'kein l'fi ani estaiti poshet t'yesh lismech al mekilim b'bayizu. So the Mishnah Berura takes a very lenient approach, and he says that if you pour the food out from one pot and you put it into another pot, he says you certainly could be mako, and put, if the other conditions of chazara have been met, you could put it back on the oven. However, there are many paiskim that disagree with the Mishnah Berura. Ramosha and Digris Moshe Chelik Beis Simon Samachtes, interestingly, doesn't even mention this Sharat Sion, but he says that we should be Machmer. Certainly the Paiskim say we should try to do whatever we can to put it back in the original pot. Because again, given that we've explained that the issue here is that if you put food in a pot that was never on the oven this Shabbos, and now you put that pot on the oven at Shabbos, you certainly have a situation of mechsi kamavashel. And therefore, let's say you have fulfilled the conditions of chazara. That means you took the pot off the fire, but you didn't put it down. And you had that to lahach, so you had every intention of putting that pot back on the oven. But now you took out a lot of the food from that pot, and it's a big pot. And you don't want to have to put a big pot back on the oven. You want to be able to pour it into a smaller pot and then put that smaller pot on the oven. L'chatchila, one should do this. He should preferably leave the food in the original pot and put that pot on the oven instead of pouring it into another pot and putting the small pot in the oven. However, if one did do so, he has the Mishnah Berura, the Sharat Sion, that he could be mekel. He could that a mekel because he says pina mamechel mechem, going from one pot to another pot doesn't involve an issa chazara.